Underwriting support from the Interlaken Inn, Resort and Conference Center, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, Connecticut. 86 upscale guest rooms and townhouses, Morgan's Restaurant featuring new American cuisine, a pet-friendly resort, and they have select accommodations. 1-800-222-2909 on Facebook and interlakeninn.com. Dave's TV, Route 44 in Millerton. Buy local. Skip the long drive to the big box stores. Your local source for quality products, Sony, Sharp, Smart, LED, HDTV, Direct TV Sales and Service, and Russ Sound Home Audio Systems, davestv.net.
Taking a look at stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast is calling for a sunny to partly cloudy and breezy day today. Brisk, it'll be in the mid-50s, and on tomorrow, well, sunny to partly cloudy and breezy, once again 55 to 60. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast in just a few minutes. Columbia Arts Team has received a $5,000 grant from Berkshire Film and Media for Sandy McKnight's musical comedy Band Boy, which is being produced in the Berkshires. Diane Perlman, executive director of the Berkshire Film and Media Collaborative, made the official presentation of the $5,000 Community Fund matching grant to Liv Cummins, executive director of Columbia Arts Team, toward their production of the musical comedy film Band Boy, written and directed by Lee resident Sandy McKnight and produced entirely in Berkshire County. The feature-length film was shot in Sheffield with local actors Mark Agantino, Andrew Jaffe, Mary Adams, Michael Skitberg, Sherman Howard, Seth Keyes, Tony Carano, Liv Cummins, and a special appearance by Wanda Houston. Beth Carlson and Kip Bacchio of Stockbridge-based Silo Media did the cinematography and the editing. Band Boy is scheduled to debut in the spring of 2023. Well, voting and Vassar. Vassar wants a new voting site. The Dutchess Board of Elections is arguing against that. New York State this year passed a law that allows colleges the option of having an on-campus polling site where students and residents can vote. Now, Vassar College has made the request. The Dutchess County Board of Elections has yet to designate a site, with Republican and Democratic commissioners in disagreement on how to proceed 3 weeks before the general election. The law states that when a contiguous property of a college or university has 300 or more registrants who are registered at that address, the polling place must be provided on the site or at a location, quote, recommended by the college and agreed to by the Board of Elections, end quote. Vassar has roughly 1,000 registered voters, according to the County Board of Elections database. In August, the college emailed the board requesting a polling site and providing a suitable location on campus. While the college has not taken legal action to force the state to be created, students and voting rights organizers are trying to rally support. It's not clear whether the state can do anything to enforce the law before the November election. Housatonic Valley Regional High School students have a showcase coming up. That'll be tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Center on Main in Falls Village. The 21st Century Fund for Housatonic Valley Regional High School invites the public to meet the students and teachers the community has so generously supported. There'll be drinks and hors d'oeuvres, compliments of the 21st Century Fund. If you want to go, RSVP to nmartin at hvrhs.org. The Ancrumtown Board has a meeting and public hearing coming up on October 20th in person. The public is recommended to come via Zoom only. The board will be there in person. You can get all the information at the Ancrum meeting site at their website. By the way, that meeting is set to start at 7 p.m. Multiple flu clinics have been scheduled by the VNA through the fall season. Visiting Nurse and Hospice of Litchfield County has flu clinics throughout Litchfield County for anybody 18 years and older for the upcoming season. Influenza is a highly contagious respiratory infection that can result in mild to severe illness. The next clinic is coming up at the Sharon Pharmacy. That'll be tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Cost and insurance information. Participating insurances are Aetna, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, Connecticut, Harvard Pilgrim, United Healthcare, Medicare, and Meriden. Self-pay, cash or check of $30, regular dose $80 for high dose, over 65. For questions or a full list of clinics in Litchfield County, 860-379-8561 or on the web, vnhlc.org, and you can look that up at their website. A A Medicare basic session is being offered by the Agency on Aging tomorrow with Amanda Halley, Choices Counselor from the Western Connecticut Age Agency. That'll be at 3 p.m. at the Senior Center at the Town Grove in Lakeville. It'll be a discussion and question and answer session on Medicare basics, preparing for open enrollment and Medicare fraud. Space is limited. Appointments are required. For an appointment, contact Lisa McAuliffe at 860-435-5186 or email McAuliffe@SalisburyCT.us to schedule an appointment. A CARI virtual event, Big Trees, Lightning, and the Future of Tropical Forests will happen tomorrow at 7 p.m. Join the CARI Institute of Ecosystem Studies for a virtual science talk featuring CARI Institute Research Fellow Dr. Evan Gore in conversation with CARI President Dr. Joshua Ginsberg. For more information on this and other upcoming programs, on the web, cariinstitute.org/events. Salisbury Bank is offering a free community drive-through shredded and food drive at the Lakeville, Connecticut branch October 22nd. That is going on. Identity theft continues to be a concern for individuals and businesses. One way you can ensure thieves don't gain access is to take your confidential material and get it shredded, according to the Salisbury Bank and Trust Chief Retail Banking, Fair Lending, and CRA Officer. The Community Drive-Through Shred Day is open for anybody and will be held at the Lakeville Branch, 5 Bissell Street in Lakeville, on Saturday, October 22nd, from 9 a.m. till noon. Each person can bring up to 4 boxes of paper, no binders, please, for shredding by legal shred personnel and Salisbury volunteers. And consider bringing non-perishable food donations as well. Postering Sharon at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. The opening reception will be Saturday, October 22nd. The gallery of the Sharon Historical Society and Museum presents Postering Sharon, highlights from the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon's historical poster collection. The exhibition runs from October 22nd through December 22nd. Open hours are Wednesday through Friday, 12 to 4, and Saturday, 10 till 2. An opening reception, to which the public is invited free of charge, will be held on Saturday from 5 till 7 at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum, 18 Main Street in Sharon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. They've got a nightly menu, special menu, tapas menu, and they're on Facebook, Instagram, and at interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 30,523.80, the NASDAQ at 10,772.40, and the S&P 500 at 3719.98. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.